Dr. Pinsky with a mail, IME on Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, Rosado, R-O-S-A-D-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rosado as described in my report of 130-19. Pretty is now a 51-year-old male who, again, reports he injured his right hand at work on 6-8-15. Pretty did not explain the mechanism of injury, but did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He states surgery was offered to him, but he was then incarcerated. Period. He was also told surgery would not help, so he did not have it completed. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. I was already in receipt of the medical documentation you provided. Period. As per his claim petition, Mr. Rosado alleges on 6-8-15 he slipped on a wet floor and injured his right hand. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Initially, active right wrist motion was decreased, but passively was full. Period. Motion of the left wrist, both elbows, shoulders, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right radial wrist, but there was none on the left. As wrist, elbows, normal, cervical, normal. With hand dynamometry, he had a nearly flat line distribution on the right, indicative of symptom magnification. Period impressions, insert what is marked from my prior report. Period since evaluated here, Mr. Rosado has not received any additional substantive medical treatment. Period, he was incarcerated for a period of time. Period, he had been considering surgery, but this was never completed. Period, new paragraph, the current exam. Found there to be variable but full range of motion by the right wrist. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, hand dynamometry demonstrated limit of volitional effort on the right. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted as marked from my prior report. Period. And that is the end.